reached its Gordo's Corner, brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Craig, I don't know if you realize this, but tomorrow is the anniversary of the death of our president, John F. Kennedy Jr.
You don't have to use that voice because we can barely hear you.
What? It's just very
speak
sensitive
like you always
subject.
Speak.
It's very sensitive to this nation, and not only this nation, but this
okay, now we really can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Is this better? Would you prefer
yeah, that's
this?
Better, yes. Use your
okay,
broadcast voice.
Since, oh, my broadcast voice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, since tomorrow is the anniversary
not that much of a broadcast voice.
Of the assassination, 49th anniversary, we figured we'd do something JFK-related here in Gordo's Corner, since we won't be on the air tomorrow because of Thanksgiving. So we invited the fine folks at Heritage Galleries. I think it's just now Heritage Galleries, right?
Heritage Auctions.
It still is Heritage Auctions.
Yeah.
There's no gallery.
We dropped the gallery.
I knew there was one thing that was dropped. Noah joins us, our old pal
Yay!
Noah from Heritage Auctions.
Good morning, musers.
Morning,
we,
Noah.
We invited him because he has some JFK stuff that he's brought into the studio to show us. Now, first of all, Noah, welcome to the show once again.
Thank you.
And are you nervous?
Somewhat.
Because Noah usually doesn't talk. He's usually a lurker back there. And there's someone else talking here, but Noah's going to be doing the talking today. So Noah has a beautiful broadcast voice. Kind of give us a little bit of your voice there, Noah.
I don't know what to say, Gordon.
Oh, no, Noah. Okay, so you brought some stuff in from the JFK assassination. Now, let's start off with these photos that you have. What are these?
Well, these are very interesting photos, and I thought I was looking through, and I always look for stuff that might be of interest to you, that of your particular particular interest that we all know that you have.
And don't make it sound like some creepy fetish. It's just I'm interested in American history.
And in particular, one figure who changed American history by pulling the trigger a couple of times.
No.
The last
yes,
name
he
Oswald.
Yes, he did do that.
At least once.
But I have no... You guys paint me as some Oswald obsessive, and I'm not.
Oh, yeah. It's because you give us so much paint to paint this portrait with. Right.
That's ridiculous. I mean, yes, he pulled off an amazing feat of marksmanship in a relatively short amount of time.
Watch him. He'll take off. He can't control himself.
That, you know, not only killed the president, but impressed a nation. Oh, no!
Impressed? You know, let's just say, excuse me, Noah. But can we clear something up? Would you say that Lee Harvey Oswald is the figure in American history that you're most fascinated with?
No. I would not say that.
Would you take a lie detector?
Yes.
Did you bring a lie detector?
You didn't have one of those.
I left it in the trunk. But I was trying to tell my wife last night about what this was about and how you appreciate Lee Harvey so much.
I don't appreciate him!
She said that she thought it was disrespectful.
I agree with your wife. And that if someone did do that, if someone felt that way about Lee Harvey Oswald, they should be reviled. You and should have a job from 5:30 to 10 on morning radio.
Oh, Jer got you hooked up to the lie detector.
Okay, so anyway.
So these pictures, this is a set of 14 photos that were taken by an unknown photographer in the day, a man or a woman who obviously was close to in the inner circle, because it's as the plane was coming into Love Field. And they were right up close, and you can see Kennedy,
wow.
His wife, Governor Connolly, but you go through them, and then there's one particular picture around 12 or 13 that is of particular foreboding, I think.
Boy, these are great photographs. This is the plane approaching on the taxiway and landing, and the line of people, him coming out, getting in the limousine.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Hand me that one. I want to see that one.
Yeah, here you go, George. Be careful with it. These are the only copies.
Oh, man.
We did it again.
But there's only two. We only know of two sets of these photos, and the other one is a partial, and that's at the Sixth Floor Museum here in town. They have a couple shots. So this is the
who
only.
Who took these? Do we know who took these?
We don't know.
Got a couple.
Where were they found? Where did they?
These actually came out of an estate sale in New York. A buyer, a picker, somebody who's just a collector, was at an estate sale, and they came out. So we have no idea. We have to assume the negatives are gone, and that this is the only complete set that we've ever seen. But it's the one photo that made, you know, it's very cool close up, but there's one photo of Kennedy in there sitting in the limousine, and he's got his hand to the side of his face.
Oh, no.
It's It's a little creepy, but very compelling.
I like this one, too, of Jackie stepping up into the limousine while Conley is standing in the limousine holding his hat across his chest. And that's her getting in the limousine.
Wow.
As her life was about to change.
30 minutes
at the hands of a madman.
It took 30 minutes from the time those were taken, the time he came down and her and was gone.
Wow. That's very creepy. So,
let me see
you guys,
those mama bears.
Okay. Don't get your prints all over.
That's the creepy
that's
one.
The creepy one.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And people can
see. That's the side of his head that was blown off and he's holding it.
It was.
And, what do you mean he's holding it? Just
well, he's brushing his hair back.
Oh, okay.
Like this.
This is before.
Yeah. All right, here. Look at this. So, yeah, those are original prints, too. That's how they printed. They were printed in February of 64.
Yeah.
When someone took the roll in and got it printed out there. So what do you estimate those will go for?
About, you know, I think we're, since there's really no priors, we're, you just don't know what, but we're thinking about 7,000 plus or so.
George? Yeah. You want to buy them for me? Christmas is coming up.
Oh, man. That one is creepy of him holding his head.
He's holding like exactly where the wound was.
They say Feb 64. Did you already cover that?
We didn't cover that.
That's when they got it printed. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now a conspiracy theorist would look at that and say, see the inconsistency?
No, I just thought that was interesting.
Why did you think it was interesting?
Well, they waited that long to print them. No, I don't think it's conspiracy anything, but I mean, that's 3 months later.
Well, why is the conspiracy trombone playing or tuba or whatever that is?
It's not me.
Hmm.
I would guess that they was whoever took them, if they were that close to the president to get those photos, must have known him. It was probably enough in shock. And
And they had to finish out the roll. You know, that takes a while sometimes.
You couldn't finish it out by Christmas?
They went back and took a picture of the book repository.
Yeah, they did. They did go back and see that
I saw
in there.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what's this next item? This is an interesting
one. Or did they take that beforehand?
Oh.
They knew.
Well, Noah, what do we have here?
That's a particularly interesting item. It's a funeral home copy of JFK's death certificate. So it's a photostat copy. So the original, as far as we know, is still in the hands of an employee.
Of the funeral home.
Of the home, we believe in. That is a contemporary photostat, and it's a copy of the first death certificate, which you might know a little more about than me.
Thank you for handing it off to me there, Noah. Yes, this is an uncertified death certificate. It hadn't even been certified because if you look on it, you notice there's a few inconsistencies on here, Giorgio.
Let me see
of
it.
This death
Hand
certificate.
Over here. I want to see it.
I mean, just be careful with it because it's... Okay,
oh my
here you go.
Gosh.
You can tape that. We brought some scotch tape.
You got tape? Okay. Yeah. Old but funny.
It lists cause of death, multiple gunshot wounds of the head and neck.
Mm. Off.
And it says, shot by a high-powered rifle. But when you look at the street address of the deceased, it says 600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Not 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Why is that?
See, there's just a lot of unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. So you can't believe the Warren Report because there's unanswered questions.
There's no Social Security number on there either.
Yes, as if he didn't have one. And who has the power to take away your Social Security number? Only the government.
Stop it with that.
Yeah, so this is done at that time. This copy was made around the time of his death.
Would have been within a couple of weeks, I imagine, if not, you know, a couple of days.
So where did you, it says here, December 11th is when this was made.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get a hold of this thing?
Well, that actually came to us from a consigner who acquired a box of documents from an elderly deceased relative he didn't know and just got the stuff out of the house and
found it.
Going through it and
found it. Think
you
worked for the county or something? Or?
I would guess so, or worked at the funeral
home.
Or
worked for the mob.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Cubans.
Now you're on to something.
And how much can I buy this? How much will this sell for?
Well, that's actually relatively inexpensive. We're thinking about $1,200 plus.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's so creepy, though.
It
would
is.
You want that in your house?
Yeah, if I can frame it nicely.
You take it to Michael's, the worky deal, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, what exactly are we framing?
It's Kennedy's death certificate.
Well, thank God I'm in the Michael's.
What? It's not Al Michaels.
Oh, thank
it's just
you.
Called Michaels.
Let me see that mama bear.
Okay. Just be, please be
I'll
careful.
Be careful. I'm not going to rip it. See?
Oh. No.
Wow.
Look at that. Do you feel the power emanating off of it?
You have a problem.
That thing, what do you mean? You feel how that thing
who's
changed
that, I'm sorry.
Human
who's that
history?
Signed by? Is that just the...
Tom Landry,
Dakota
actually.
Jumphead? What's the name?
I can't read it. It's Thomas...
I don't think it's either of them.
Thomas Ward or something?
Not Dakota Jumphead?
Or Tom Landry?
It's not signed by Tom Landry.
Both of them were placeholder names.
Jody Laufenberg.
No, not Jody Laufenberg. Laudenberg?
Like, you know what?
What?
If I had to guess, I would say that's signed by Bob Ortegal.
Wow! Kennedy's dead! Wow!
I see a B and then an O and then
okay, well,
looks like
Bob
an L at the end.
Maybe it's Vernon O'Neill because it was Vernon O'Neill Funeral Home. So.
Wow, look at that. Are those John Kennedy's glasses there?
No,
what are those?
Those are mine, Gordon.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I think Noah's right. I think it's Vernon O'Neill.
Yes, it was the O'Neill Funeral Home.
12,
as a matter of fact,
Loop 12. Come by and see us.
That's, they didn't have a commercial on UHF back then. And then, you know, it was an O'Neill ambulance that took Oswald away from the police headquarters.
How would you know that?
It's him. He knows everything about
LHO. Anyone can even know that.
Because I tried to buy the ambulance a few years ago. Oh, no, I've said it.
We didn't sell that.
No, you didn't. That was some car auction. All right, what do you have the golf ball?
Yeah, that's actually really cool. And I have to get that out, but I'll show you this one.
Oh, my God, what did you just do?
I don't think that broke, but this was Kennedy's. That's what I fear. I'm glad you gave me the headphones so that I can hear that. This is Kennedy's 1963 AFL Redskins pass. So this was. It says John Kennedy
he
and party.
A pass.
Wow. Yeah. So he could get into any game he wanted with any number of people.
It was
so
the AFL. Any AFL have anyone game. Go to their games.
The old Boy. AFL. Exactly.
I'd like to have one of these passes.
That's cool.
It would, any game you want to.
It would have done them a lot of good to have the president there in 1963 for an AFL game.
But seriously, why did they have to give him a pass?
You think he'd just be able to walk in?
Yeah,
pretty much anyway.
President and party.
Yeah.
Hmm. How big Who a party? Was in that party with him? Mm. Perhaps one Jack Ruby. Was Jack Ruby with John F. Kennedy when he went to an AFL game? See, it's another question.
Do you guys have a pass fascination like I do? I'm obsessed with season passes and lifetime passes.
Do you keep all your passes?
Yeah, I think I do. I love passes.
I used to keep all my credentials.
Look what I'm holding here, guys. A golf ball.
What kind of golf ball the president play?
It is a...
Titleist?
Steel center. You know, it doesn't have a brand on it. But on one side...
Doesn't say.
Don't drop it.
On one side it says Mr. President, and on the other side it says John F. Kennedy won.
Wow. And he didn't have a big bowl of them and gave them to people coming in. He
used those.
Right. He hit them on the south lawn of the White House. And there was a clock winder who was making his rounds and winding the clocks, and the president was practicing his shots and he tossed one to the clock winder.
Wow, so Kennedy actually threw that to the clock winder.
He did.
Does the White House still have clock winders? That sounds like a very 1800s. Clock winders.
It seems kind of strange in 63, mm-hmm. You know, but I, that's actually probably my favorite thing in this.
Hold on, we got JFK hitting some balls here.
So the golf ball may fetch $1,500.
Yeah, they're $1,200. Thinking about $1,500. And you
let's
know,
go top golf.
If there was,
I want to play around with that. I may buy that and play around with it.
What a waste! You hit it straight into the drink.
Look, you're a flawed guy, Mr. Rosengarten.
The biggest waste.
Gosh, look at Junior over there doing what so many women did in the '60s.
What's that?
Handling JFK's balls. Come on,
such a hack.
Yeah, he used female caddies. Why don't you lick JFK's ball?
Give me the 5-iron there.
You're going to get me fired, is what you're going to do.
God, you just rolled it over there. Be careful with that. Be careful with
Chill
that.
Presidential
memorabilia.
I did kind of dismissively
roll. Look at you. What are you doing? Rolling it like skee ball in here. This is
this is the last time I think I'm ever going to be on the show.
Probably you're going to get Noah fired. He brings in priceless stuff. Oh, my goodness.
You're wanting to go play Tennyson with it.
Yeah, I would like to play around, but that's after I purchase it.
You would lose it for sure, and then 2 weeks later, some 70-year-old retiree with his ball finders.
Yes.
Look what I found.
And Noah would be back in here. The guy's consigned it.
Yeah. We had some guy that was playing LD Houston and found this.
Found a John F. Kennedy ball. All right, do you have anything else, Noah? We're running out of time.
Sure, a couple different things. It depends on what you want to see. I have this. You might find this interesting.
What's in the big boxes?
The big boxes. This is a several. These are UPI teletypes that came across during the time of the assassination.
That's cool.
There's many, many of them. So I couldn't find the ones that are the most juicy. But you can see on the description there. It's got a couple of the more
pertinent. The urgent across the top,
and they're pretty gory. If you see in the description, they it's pretty graphic, and this was
is labeled Death Kennedy.
Yes,
boy, look how old that box is.
Yeah, yeah, and there's just some very they talk about Oswald being shot rushed to City Hall writhing in pain on a stretcher. Thought you might like that.
You can hear the teletype printing out now. It's not real clear that he's dead, by the way.
Oswald?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Looked pretty clear.
Well, this shows that Kennedy clearly was, because it's ephemera from his funeral.
Oh, look at this. Yeah. This is the invitation to his private funeral, George.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
St. Matthew's Cathedral.
Mm. Where'd y'all get that?
I don't actually. I
thank you, Noah, for being here with all this information.
I didn't think we'd get to this one, but
this is one blind spot of knowledge, and George has to ask him about it.
All right, so when is the auction for all of this?
That auction is on December the 14th.
He barely knows that.
we have many, many auctions running right now, but it's on the 14th. And
what you need, President?
A driver.
A what?
A driver.
There's an R on the end. You're not really pronouncing it.
Just give me the wood.
Give me the wood?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. All right, Noah, well, thank you for coming down here.
Sure. If anybody wants to, any P1s can check this out online at ha.com. They're welcome. They can search by Kennedy. They'll see any of this stuff. And it's really compelling. And I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk to you.
ha.com. And on the day of the auction, you can also bid online, right?
Yeah, you can bid live in person or live online. You can watch it and click and bid as you like.
Cool.
That's Noah from Heritage Auctions.
Noah. Thanks, guys.
Auctions. Thank him for coming here. Thank you. Thank him, George.
Fiddlesticks.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you all. And thank you, Gordo, for the corner. It's 9:34 on the ticket. Coming up next, David joins us. We'll have our official Cowboys-Redskins predictions in the Ranch Report.